Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, March 20th, 2023. This morning I will talk about the callous judge. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Almighty Father, all praise and honor, power and dominion, truth and justice are yours, because you teach us to honor the law, be mindful of the world, and advise us when wisdom and knowledge fail us. We confess that you alone are the Lord. Nothing happens without your permission, but we are rude, impertinent, and are too quick to judge others. Forgive our hardened hearts and willful minds. We give thanks that you are willing to overlook our shortcomings. Teach us and lead us where we need to go. In the power of your Holy Spirit, quicken our consciences that we might not sin. Remind us of your law, teach us about the ways of the world, and guide us when we are too easily led astray. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In John 18:38, we read, Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" Truth comes in many forms, many of which we prefer to ignore. The book of Job articulates three ethical systems that are often in conflict. Number one, one is good if one obeys the law. Number two, one is smart when one understands how the world really works. Number three, one can only be justified through divine intervention. What then is truth? Pilate was smart enough to ask the question, but he did not have the courage to act on what he knew. Sometimes leaders do the right things for the wrong reasons, as Jesus illustrates in the parable of the callous judge. And he told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. He said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, 'Give me justice against my adversary.' For a while he refused, but afterwards he said to himself, 'Though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice, so she will not beat me down with her continual coming.' And the Lord said, 'Hear what the unrighteous judge says. And will not God give justice to the elect who cry out to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" This is Luke 18, 1-8. It is interesting that Jesus relates this story to conflicting motivations with faith. Too often we find ourselves struggling with multiple motivations and can be accused of even others. Motivations and even principles often come in tension with one another. Bonhoeffer cites this example. A teacher asks a child in front of the class whether it is true that his father often comes home drunk. It is true, but the child denies it. The teacher's question has placed him in a situation for which he is not yet prepared. He feels only that what is taking place is unjustified interference with the order of the family, and that he must oppose it. In Bonhoeffer's example, the student is presented with an ethical dilemma and must choose between the commandments to tell the truth and to honor parents. Which commandment is more important, and how do you decide? More generally, the Ten Commandments provide theological principles outlining good and bad behavior. It is helpful to distinguish good and bad principles from right and wrong actions. In Bonhoeffer's example, it is good for the student to tell the truth and honor parents, but it is wrong for the teacher to pose the question about the father's drunken behavior and embarrass the student publicly, and wrong for the student to verify it in public. The parable of the callous judge and the Bonhoeffer story are both examples of a principal-agent problem, which arises when a leader makes organizational decisions based on personal benefits rather than organizational benefits. In the Bonhoeffer example, suppose that the teacher was a sadist who derives pleasure from tormenting students. By putting the student on the spot to verify the father's drunkenness in public, the teacher derives sadistic pleasure at the risk of opening the school up to potential lawsuits from the student's family. In doing so, the teacher's interests and school's interests deviate, demonstrating a principal-agent problem, a kind of ethical dilemma facing leaders. Sexual harassment, pedophilia, taking bribes, and narcissistic leadership are all potential manifestations of a principal-agent problem. In the postmodern context, a distinguishing characteristic of an amoral organization is that leadership prosecutes principal-agent problems while generally eschewing the moral failings of members and leaders. In a world of conflicting motivations and incomplete knowledge, law and worldly wisdom are insufficient. The intervention of the Holy Spirit remains our only option. In the parable of the callous judge, we meet a God who wants to be part of our daily lives. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.